This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 319 for Wednesday, March 23rd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is up sharply Wednesday, hitting fresh contract highs in a continuation of yesterday's rally. Canola steady to up over $20, the May contract up $17.20 at $1,174.30 per ton. New crop November up $17.30 at $974.70. Gains in outside markets provided spillover support with crude oil, Chicago soy oil, and Malaysian palm oil all higher. European rapeseed futures hit contract highs and are trading at a sizable premium of over $200 per ton above canola. That should encourage exports of Canadian canola to Europe, but the lack of Canadian supplies will likely limit any actual movement. The ongoing conflict in Ukraine remains a key driver of the grains and oilseeds, with spring seeded crop acreage expected to be cut in half, according to the latest reports. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are higher while wheat is turning mixed. Soybeans seeing the biggest gains underpinned by the advances in world vegetable oil markets. May soybeans up 29 cents at $17.25 per bushel. Declining production estimates out of South America and increasing demand for U.S. beans contributed to the strength. The likelihood that Ukraine's sunflower crop will be down sharply on the year was also supportive. However, rising estimates for U.S. soybean seedings this spring did temper the upside to some extent. Corn, it's higher as well, up 12 cents in the May contract at $7.65 per bushel. Ukraine's agriculture minister estimated that only about 8 million acres of corn would be seeded in the country this year. That'd be down sharply from last year. In addition to the ongoing conflict, fuel and fertilizer prices are also expected to cut into the production prospects. Wheat is turning mixed after overnight gains. Minneapolis spring wheat still up 2 cents in the May contract at $10.98 per bushel, but Kansas City down a quarter cent in May at $11.16 and a quarter. Chicago wheat down 2 cents in the May contract at $11.15 per bushel. The lack of movement in the Black Sea did remain supportive, with the harvest of Ukraine's winter wheat crop in jeopardy. However, some much-needed rain for the dry southern and central plains weighed on values. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, March 23rd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.